Welcome to the Jomo Kenyatta International Airport. We are currently at the passenger terminal, and today we are debunking the myths and misconceptions that passengers have as far as the business at the customs office is concerned. The do's, the don'ts, and the questions that you have as far as the customs office is concerned will be answered here today. Let's start at where we are right now. This is a customs office. For someone who doesn't know, what is a customs office and what happens here for a traveler at the point of entry?
A customs office is placed at the point of entry for specific reasons. A customs office, in this case at Jomo Kenyatta International Airport, is where we control what comes into the country, which goes to speak to the main mandate of customs, which is protection of society. That is the key mandate at the border. Of course, there is also the function of trade facilitation. Where there is trade involved, then we facilitate that trade. At the same time, where there is resultant revenue, then we do the collection. Now, in implementing the protection of society, we enforce the restriction and prohibition rules or laws in the country. It could be those that are spelled out as per the ECMA or any other law in the country.
You mentioned something very critical about prohibited goods. What are some of these goods?
Some of the prohibited goods are spelled out in the East African Community Customs Management Act. They include, but not limited, false or counterfeit currency. We have erotic material, which covers pornographic materials in all kinds of media. Then we have distilled beverages, which are harmful to health, used tires, light commercial vehicles or passenger cars, any used tire is prohibited. Matches containing phosphorus, narcotic drugs, and under international control, and disposable papers, like for waste and all. Yeah.
You see, at this point in the customs office, there are two separate sections where one declares, where if someone has something to declare, they do declare. And those who do not have anything to declare, they walk through. What are the differences between these two walkways?
Okay. At the point of entry, there are two channels. We call them channels. There is the green channel and the red channel. Now, the green channel is where a passenger walks through when they have nothing to declare. We call it green channel. And it is a form of declaration where the passenger is saying, yes, I'm arriving and I have nothing to declare. Now, where a passenger is well aware of what they are carrying and the requirement for declaration, they will go through the red channel. Now, the red channel is for any passenger who has something that they know that they ought to declare. By declaration, it could mean that they know there is some form of restriction or there could be prohibition, or they are not sure, or there are items which could be subject to duty and taxation.
Say, for example, I'm a passenger who has something that I thought I don't need to declare.
Yes.
And I've come with it, I've walked through the green tunnel. And then it is scanned and then it's seen. What happens to me at that point?
One of the methods that KRA has taken up is non-intrusive inspection of items or baggage. So when you arrive, even if you have nothing to declare, we will still screen your baggage. So once we screen your baggage, you may have gone through the green channel because you're not aware that what you have may be restricted or prohibited or subject to duty. So you go through the channel, we screen your bags, and we identify an item, for example, that is restricted. Let me give an example of a drone. So we see in your baggage that you have a drone. You did not know that drone is a restricted item. So what happens is we take you aside, And then we explain to you what we have seen in your baggage. You confirm that you have that item. Then we open the bags. Yeah, we get it out and then we give you the law that restricts the importation of such. So if you are having a drone, we'll ask you whether you have the permit to bring the drone into Kenya. If you do have the permit, then we allow you to go with the drone. But if you do not have, then we give you the requirements and you're therefore required to deposit the item in customs until such a time when you will get the requisite documentation. So this goes for any other restricted item.
Okay.
Once you obtain the documentation that is required for you to bring that item into the country, then we'll process and release the same to you.
Okay. Yes. Currency is definitely something that is a hot topic to anyone traveling into and out of the country. At this point, how much are you allowed to carry? What is the limit? And say, for example, if I have crossed the limit and I have not declared, what happens to me then?
There's no limit as to how much currency you can bring into the country. The requirement is for you to declare. If you do have more than $10,000 or equivalent, then you're required to make that declaration that I have come and I have with me equivalent of $10,000. So you make that declaration to customs.
And say, for example, I did know that I have an equivalent of $10,000, but then I did not declare. What happens then?
So in which case we will have identified maybe the currency through the non-intrusive inspection. So once we identify that you have currency, we interview you and you give us information as to what kind of currency you're having, how much is it. Then we give you the information that you're required to declare in the event that it is more than $10,000 or equivalent. In this case, we'll facilitate you to make the declaration. Okay? We facilitate you to make the declaration and give the documentation that explains the source of that currency. In most cases, a person arriving from a foreign destination, because this is a law that is applicable across nations, you will have a document that will show that you have that currency with you. So we use that as a basis for the declaration.
Okay. In the unlikely event that I am caught on the wrong side of the law, you know, knowingly, willingly going against the law, what's the penalty for that?
As per the law, by the way, the law that talks about the declaration for currency is Pokamla. We call it Pokamla for short,
yes.
But it is proceeds of crime and anti-money laundering act. So the requirement for that, from that act, is for you to make that declaration if you have $10,000 or more with you. When you intentionally conceal, it is an offense. Failing to declare, it is an offense. And the punishment for that is 50% of the value of the currency that you have with you, or 5 years imprisonment, or both.
Both.
So it is actually very costly not to declare, and yet declaration is free.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're liable to facing imprisonment and losing half of the money that you refused to declare.
You could lose half of the money, or you could top up.
Okay.
So you go with your $10,000, but you give $5,000 again as a penalty, or you go to prison for 5 years, or both.
Okay. Let's talk about duty-free items. Say, for example, I've traveled, I've gone to the duty-free shop, and then I've bought items worth a certain amount, let's call it X amount. And then I come to this point, and I don't know what happens, or I don't know the procedure. What are the channels available for me to ensure that I have a smooth flow into the country without necessarily breaking the law?
Okay. Now, allow me to talk about the duty-free. Duty-free facility is given to passengers who are exiting a country. For example, if I have traveled to London, as I am leaving London, I am able to access the duty-free shop by virtue of the fact that I am exiting the country. But when you arrive in Kenya, for example, or in another country, those goods are subject to taxation as per the laws of that country. Okay? So they are duty-free by virtue of the fact that you're leaving the country, which explains why when you come to the arrivals, you will not find a duty-free shop. But when you're departing, you will come across a duty-free shop because you're buying those items. And in most cases, the items will be put in a sealed bag with a receipt inside. So that wherever you're going, should they be subjected to duty as per the laws of that country, then the values are available to the customs officer. For arriving passengers, you have arrived with your duty-free bag, with items in the bag. In Kenya, we have an allowance of up to $2,000 for you to import any new items you may have bought while you are out of the country. You can come back with it up to the value of $2,000. So if the items you have fall within that that value, then you are able to accept to enter with them without paying any taxes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And say, for example, now, again, someone has gone, bought items at duty-free, and then when they come to at this point, say, for example, someone tries to either hide the receipt or tries to downplay the items that they have. How do you deal with such a client, say, or example, or a passenger?
Okay. When a passenger arrives and we have identified items that are subject to duty in their baggage, we will have a conversation. And usually we take the self-declaration of the passenger. If you have bought a phone, you will say, my phone is worth this much. If it is within a range that we know as the value of that phone, we take that value. If you do have a receipt, all the better, because then we will not be doing any estimations. Where there is none available, we have a process of subjecting items to valuation. We have the World Customs Organization's valuation methods, which are six. There are six methods of valuation. So we subject the items into that method of valuation.